Part of it was a power shift that occurred in America. We're all talking right now about the March on Washington. That was a part of an era in which the middle class exercised power through the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the consumer movement, the peace movement against the war, the labor movement, the environmental movement. And it got some business leaders alarmed, and one of them wrote a memo and says, we got to fight back. And there was what I call the boss's revolt that took place, believe it or not, in the late 1970s, and rolled back in the other direction and began push policy to drop taxes, to deregulate business, to change the retirement program from the company paying the retirement to you paying your own and the 401k, passed the 401k plan. It changed the bankruptcy laws that hurt unions and union workers. Whole lot of stuff that happened through the late 70s on through the 80s because of this power shift. And the other thing that happened was a big change in the economic system, the rise of what I call wedge economics. In that long period after World War II from 1945 to the mid-70s, the middle class shared in the growth of the economy and the increase in productivity in the profits of American corporations. If you saw productivity go up, you saw the standard of living go up right along with it. From 1978-79 onward, that began to change, and when you see productivity go up, you see middle-class wages stagnate. Average male worker, since 1978, is making about the same pay and benefits today, adjusted for inflation, as they were back at that time. Same 1978-2011, almost dead even. 84% of all the gains in the income of the entire nation from 1979 to 2011 went to the top 1%. 84% of the gains. I mean, totally lopsided. CEO pay went way up. Average workers' pay stayed. And we're not just talking about average workers in factories. We're talking about people running small businesses, 7-Elevens, plumbers, electricians, people working at grocery stores. You know, average people across the country were stuck. So you had those two things going on. A power shift in Washington that tilted policy in favor of big corporations, in favor of the financial elite and the banks and Wall Street. And at the same time, we were cutting the economic pie in a very different way from the way we cut it before. It didn't happen all at once. It didn't happen, you know, in 1 year. But over a period of time, starting in the late 70s, it's been going on. And by the way, since the recession has hit bottom in 2009, early 2009, the inequality of income in America has increased. It hasn't decreased. Corporate profits been going up 20% a year, and average family income is going up 1.4% a year. So tremendous gap in the gains of the companies, the gains of the economy, and the standard of living of average people. Bad news. I mean, that is, and there are lots of details. I name, tell stories in Who Stole the American Dream. It's there. In fact, there's even a stolen dream timeline. you can mark the moment. You can mark the year certain legislation was passed. You can mark certain actions that were taken or not taken, and see it all unfold.